And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to our channel. This is Janelle Petrosino, IHP2 with Four Women, Four Health. And today I am so looking forward to just having a just little conversation with you. I'm all by myself today. I was just going through my day and something was on my heart. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and record because somebody else probably needs to hear this. So something that has been on my mind, just a little background about me. I'm a gut health and fertility specialist. So I am constantly talking about gut health, fertility, and most importantly, how the body functions. And what I have found as a practitioner is that so often people just do not understand how their body functions. And I think that that is a huge misstep in our society. You know, we are not educated at a young age when we are in school, when we are going through our education, when we go to our doctor's office, when we as women go to the OBGYN for the first time. Like, there's just this huge gap of information that we're not educated on unless we seek the information ourselves, which is what ended up happening for me in my own journey. But just basic bodily functions. And I'm just talking about like digestion and nutrient absorption and the impact that what we do in our day-to-day life and how that really affects how our body functions. I feel like more often than not, when I'm talking to someone and they have an ailment or a chronic symptom or diagnosed disease, that there's always this, you know, attitude like, oh, well, I'm unlucky, or I have this horrible gene, or I was dealt a horrible hand of cards. And what I want to bring awareness to today is the fact that, you know, a lot of what you're dealing with today, whether intentionally or not, is directly related to the decisions and the habits that you commit to on a day-to-day basis. So more particularly today, I'm going to talk about, I want to educate you on how what you put into your body really matters and really makes an impact. So you know me, I'm going to give you some bullet points, some things to really think about, some action to take. And by no means is this medical advice. Of course, if you have any questions about these particular topics, feel free to reach out to me personally. You can find me at intuitivehealthjp.com, or you can actually also email me or message me through my Instagram account. But I love having these conversations, and I think that these conversations need to be had more. And so today I want to talk to you specifically about what you should be putting into your body, what you shouldn't be putting into your body, and why. And then also just two little tidbits of information that you really want to think about when you're alone in a room on a random Friday like today, and you're wondering what the heck you're going to do next to get yourself feeling better. And so let's talk about what we do need. So there are so many people that I talk to that are dealing with health issues and chronic symptoms that they're trying to overcome, and they just have no clue why. And so what I love to do on my free discovery calls is dissect what people are doing on a day-to-day basis to gather information. And then when I gather that information, I can make, connections for those people and recognize different areas of their life where they can make adjustments. So one of the things that I've noticed is that whenever somebody has chronic symptoms or a health issue at hand, there's always something, some sort of hint in their lifestyle that helps me to understand why it's happening. And so a lot of times nutrition is the foundation for most people's health and a huge part of the conversation. And so a lot of times I'll notice that, you know, people will skip meals or they'll eat only certain food groups, or, you know, just things that are not sustainable nutritionally, and then wonder why they do not feel good. So I want to give you just a couple of tips as an integrative health practitioner. I've been a personal trainer for over 12 years, so I'm pretty well-rounded when it comes to nutrition. I'm also somebody that has healed my body after four separate pregnancies. And I, you know, I've had this conversation with, you know, myself a number of times as well. And so number one, skipping meals is never a good idea. It causes a lot of stress to the body unless you are doing it under the guidance of a doctor or a practitioner, especially if you're somebody that's low on energy or really super fatigued or you're not getting enough sleep. If you're experiencing high stress, little sleep, and poor nutrition, and then you're also just skipping meals left and right and then overindulging at night, that is not going to sustain you. That is not going to provide your body with the energy and fuel that it needs in order to function at its best. And so I always love the analogy like driving to the mall. You would never just embark on a 1-hour trip to the mall in a car that had no gas. And so this is my personal opinion, what I teach my clients. Like, I personally don't believe in terms of like long-term health that you should be skipping meals unless you're doing like a specific detox program or a protocol that's short-lived, under the guidance of a practitioner. So yeah, if you're low on energy, maybe you need to fuel your body more consistently. And that's something that I teach my clients on a regular basis in my coaching program. But that's something that you need. You need to have nutrition. And let's talk a little bit about what nutrition is. Nutrition is definitely not, you know, fast food or, you know, packaged meals that you just grab on the fly. Like, we're talking colorful, fibrous, lean protein, foods, whole foods that you find at the grocery store. Your body needs those things to thrive. So I'm not going to get into the science and the details of gut health, but just an example, like, your body needs fiber. Your gut needs fiber in order to colonize the healthy bacteria that it needs, in order for your body to succeed with natural detox processes like going to the bathroom and whatnot. So making sure that you are prioritizing, you know, getting nutrients, and that you're paying attention to that. You're not just turning a blind eye and saying, yeah, I ate something, I'm living on coffee and a Danish. Like, you have to understand that if you're constipated and low on energy and that's what you're living off of every morning, that there is definitely a connection. It's not a poor hand of cards that you've been dealt. Like, it's literally just a matter of needing to tweak some things. So far I've suggested, you know, not skipping meals. You need to focus on, you know, a wide variety of healthy whole foods, and then nutrients. Like, you need to make sure that if you're not committed to a well-rounded diet that incorporates all the essential nutrients that you need, and if you don't know what those are, you should educate yourself, because it's your body and you're in charge of it. And just becoming knowledgeable is such a gift. It's such a superpower, because when you know something, then you can become more intentional about it. But if you're, you know, living by the standard American diet and you're not taking some sort of supplementation, then your body is most likely nutrient deficient, and that is most likely contributing to your symptoms. So that's definitely not something that you want to turn a blind eye to. Let's talk a little bit about things to avoid. So if you're not feeling well, or you have chronic symptoms, or you're trying to get to the bottom of your health, you know, you don't want to be putting crap into your body. If you are eating and consuming things that have artificial ingredients, colors, dyes, if you're consuming a lot of alcohol, you know, products that are not grown in nature, energy drinks, soda, like all of that stuff, really sugary syrups in your coffee. Like those things are definitely not serving you. And so not only can they congest your body systems and create a higher toxic burden in your body, but they can also leave you feeling low on energy, fatigued, depleted, because most of those foods do not contain the essential nutrients that your body really ultimately needs to thrive. And like sometimes things like alcohol can cause a lot of inflammation in the body for some people, or alcohol can really impact the gut health, your gut health and your gut integrity. So, you know, whereas alcohol might not be as much of an issue for one person, if you're suffering from you know, health related issues and they're not getting better, you really have to put your lifestyle under a microscope and make these connections. And I don't think I've ever met somebody that, you know, was dealing with a chronic health issue that stopped using alcohol that felt worse. So, you know, not saying that I'm advocating for that, but just using that as an example. Just making sure that you're reading labels. And, you know, when you're looking at a label, if it has literally four ingredients versus 24 ingredients, then just understanding and recognizing that, wow, it's probably better for my body to have the less amount of ingredients because it's less likely to be contaminated with chemicals and junk. I know it could be a little confusing because you would think like, oh, I want to give my body the most amount of ingredients because then I'm most likely getting the most amount of nutrients. But that's actually not true. So a lot of times when there's a ton of things added, they're usually, you know, maybe a synthetic or a chemical that maybe even a heavy metal in some instances that only further cause dysbiosis throughout your body. So you want to avoid putting anything artificial into your body and or on your body. So let's talk about that for a quick second. Your skin is the largest organ on your body. And so being, you know, mindful about endocrine disrupting chemicals that you may be putting on your body on a regular basis, you know, really being mindful about the cosmetics and the deodorants and toothpastes and hair products that you're using. I know that it's easy to kind of turn a blind eye to because we don't see those chemicals and we don't actually see what it's doing to us. But if you're utilizing, you know, if you're still shopping at, you know, some of those places, I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to call out any companies. That's just not my style, but that just are jam-packed full of like fragrances and all sorts of endocrine disrupting chemicals, then you might be onto something if you make that connection, you know, and you're not feeling the best. So finding healthier swaps is always a great idea. So, you know, that those are a couple of tips on like things that you really want to focus on in understanding that you need to thrive and the things that you really want to avoid to thrive. You know, another big one is drinking water. Like so often people are like, oh, it's just too tough for me, but inform yourself, like learn what happens when you're dehydrated. It has a ripple effect and it really can exacerbate symptoms that you may be having and make them 10 times worse. In fact, for some people, it could be dangerous. So, just understanding, you know, like how much water your body really needs is could be a really helpful, insightful piece of information that can impact your life, long term. So, now I just want to give you some thought of like, okay, now you have this information. So, what now? Well, I always say that knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is everything, like applied knowledge. So, I want you to be able to take what I'm sharing with you today and apply it. Obviously, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to make your grocery list, when you go to plate your food, but also just from the perspective of like your mindset in general around this and just being more proactive in your own health journey and not fully and solely relying on somebody else to give you all the answers. Like there are so many resources at your fingertips, online, on social media. And I know sometimes it can be really difficult to figure out what's what, but reading books, like there's listening to podcasts, there's so many different things that you can do. I think accountability is huge for most people. So I know that I offer accountability to the greatest capacity in my program. I offer around-the-clock support to my clients. I know Meg does as well. So really finding like somebody, a practitioner or somebody that you trust to help hold you accountable in making these positive, impactful adjustments. Because again, knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is everything. So I could tell you all this today and you can say, oh, that makes sense. And then if you don't do it, nothing's going to change. So really having that safe net of accountability can be a huge game changer. So, you know, that's one really big thing to think about. And then number two, I just wanted to share this, just put into perspective that I know sacrifice can feel really hard sometimes. I know that in the thick of it, it's like, dang, this is just, is it really worth it to make these changes? And I have to tell you that even though you may not feel it short term, like a monumental change in the moment, there's no doubt that giving your body what it needs and avoiding, you know, the toxic, disruptive things that it doesn't need, it's inevitable that you're going to see a benefit at one point or another. So it's kind of just trusting that making changes in your life and making sacrifices will pay off. I know throughout the years, I've had this conversation multiple times where people will say, like, I just can't stop because I'm craving something. So in a perfect world, you know, learn what you should be putting into your body. Get yourself the accountability to kind of stick to it long enough to get a result and make that sacrifice so that you can change the trajectory of not only what you believe about yourself and your capabilities, but of your future. And so what I mean by that is, like, if you give yourself ice cream every night, that you're right. Like, that's what your body's going to crave. But if you start giving your body what it needs and you have the accountability to do it long term, then you're going to recognize that, oh, wow, my body is starting to, you know, crave fruits, crave vegetables. I would much rather, you know, I'm craving my own home cooking rather than going through the drive-thru, you know. So it all kind of works together. And I think it all just starts with the decision to inform yourself and just, I don't know, don't be afraid of your body. I feel like our bodies are so complicated and intricate, and that's how we're raised to think that, because there's just so many moving parts. But once you fully start to become interested in learning about it so that you can support it, it actually just becomes this really liberating and joyful experience where you're like, oh, wow, like that makes sense. And then you implement it and you're like, whoa, I feel better. I have the power to do that without a pharmaceutical or a Band-Aid solution. I don't know, you could just regain your confidence in your healing journey and you can move mountains with some of these little teeny tiny lifestyle adjustments. So I foresee in the future, I'll probably be back on the channel talking about the same thing, which is how our bodies function just in a different light. But I hope that today this at least gives you something to start with the next time you go to the grocery store or you're thinking about making a decision, that you stop and ask yourself this question: do I want this more than what I want most? This is one of the best questions I've ever asked myself in my journey, and here's how it works. If the answer is yes, I want this more than what I want most, it's kind of a funny answer, right? Kind of doesn't make sense. But in those moments, you give yourself a free pass. You say, oh, okay, you know what? I guess I'll have this right now, but I'm not going to allow myself to dwell on it, and that the next time I have a decision, I'm going to make a better one. And that's key, right? You don't want to say, yes, I want this more than what I want most every single time. But you give yourself a free pass and you say, next time I will make a better decision. But if the answer is no, then you stay strong. You find yourself something else to focus on. You keep putting one foot in front of the other, because what you want most is undeniably to be your best version and to feel good and to be here on this earth for as long as you possibly can. And I believe that you can do that. You just have to make the decision to inform yourself and to keep on trying when the times get tough. So anyway, I'm going to cut myself off. I love talking about this topic. feel free to reach out if you have any questions, and good luck in making these adjustments because you will definitely not regret them. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.